Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 88 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm your host, Keneally Roberts. Moorhead State University held its fall convocation this morning. Rowan County Schools superintendent gave his thoughts on critical race theory at a luncheon last week. Kentucky's governor has required masks in all school and childcare settings via executive order. Meanwhile, Fayette County Schools returned to in-person learning this morning. State health officials worry Kentucky is approaching what may be the worst numbers of the pandemic so far. Workers at a Kentucky hospital are organizing protests against the mandated vaccine policy. A 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 73. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. Moorhead State University held its fall convocation this morning. The event took place outside the Adrian Doran University Center this go-around due to the circumstances surrounding the pandemic. Those in attendance heard updates from MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan, who discussed the upcoming masking requirements as well as efforts to create more green space on campus. Closing out his speech on a high note, Dr. Morgan also announced the plan to provide raises to the university's full-time employees.
Our goal going forward is to try to rebuild some of our salary structure here. I know it's been a desert for a couple of years, but many of us that deal with the finances are sleeping a little bit better. And thanks to many of you on the campus, we feel like we've got a better financial foundation and we can get back in this raise game, so to say.
Morgan says full-time employees can expect to see a couple $100 increase to their base salary, with hopes to have that in place by mid-October. He says there are plans to do something similar in the spring as well. Critical race theory has been a controversial subject in recent months, with many states around the country passing laws on how it's taught or outright banning it. The academic movement has also come up in discussions throughout local communities in the Commonwealth, with some parents of school children recently voicing their concerns at the state capitol. Also weighing in on the topic is the superintendent of Rowan County Schools. John Maxey gave updates on the district at the Moorhead-Rowan County Chamber of Commerce luncheon last week. During the open questions segment of the event, Maxey was asked what his thoughts on the matter were.
Critical race theory, I think, has been blown out of proportion a lot in the news media. I think there's lots of misconceptions about it. If I were to ask each and every one of you in this building to define critical race theory for me, you'd probably get a lot of different definitions to that. So it is a hot topic, but I feel like it really impacts the college level more than it does K-12 education.
Maxey added there isn't any plan to change how history is taught in the Rowan school system and wasn't aware of any such effort at the state level. Still, a bill has been pre-filed in the Kentucky legislature to limit discussions on race, sex, and religion in the Commonwealth's public schools and universities. It's co-sponsored by 99th District Representative Richard White. Governor Andy Beshear is requiring masks in all school and childcare settings via executive order. All individuals, including teachers, staff, students, and visitors, must cover their nose and mouth with a face covering when indoors in all public and private preschools, Head Starts, elementary, middle, and high schools. Here's the governor speaking during the update yesterday.
But we are to the point where we cannot allow our kids to go into these buildings unprotected, unvaccinated, and face this Delta variant. We have already seen through what we have shown you that our kids will not stay in school. They will not get in-person learning. We will have massive quarantines. We'll have parents that can't go to work.
The governor says the move comes in response to CDC guidance and climbing infection rates due to the Delta variant. 2,500 new cases were reported in Kentucky yesterday. Parents in Pulaski County received a voicemail from Science Hill Independence Superintendent Tuesday night. In the one-minute voicemail, Superintendent of Science Hill Independent School District, Jimmy Diehouse, expressed his frustrations at the governor's order for overriding the decisions he and the school board had made for making masks optional.
As you already know, and probably have already heard, this liberal lunatic that we have up in Frankfort has signed another executive order mandating masks for all students and adults in school. What this means is the professional opinion of your superintendent doesn't matter, the opinion of your school board doesn't matter, and you as parents, your opinion doesn't matter.
Diehouse went on to say that he hoped to fight the mandate in court. One parent told LEX 18 she is relieved for the governor's executive order to help protect her children. Another parent of Science Hill Independent says she and her family hate the mandate that is back in places, but they will follow it if it means keeping their kids and other students safe in the classroom. Fayette County schools return to in-person learning this morning. School leaders say they want to keep students in classrooms, avoiding virtual learning as much as possible, while also keeping everyone safe. The first day back, the Herald Leader reported 74 FCPS students are positive for COVID-19. Around 200 additional students are quarantining, and the district spokesperson says 31 of those are because of school-related infections. Students and staff will be required to wear masks, a decision the district made prior to Governor Andy Beshear's executive order. The district says they are implementing several other guidelines to keep classroom buildings safe. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, providing a curbside recycling service to residents of Moorhead and Rowan County. Residential pickup is available every Sunday, accepting number 1 and number 2 plastic, cardboard, paper, electronics, and metal. Materials may be placed in any container available at the curbside for pickup and visible from street. More information by calling 784-1250.
Kentucky is fast approaching what health authorities fear may be the worst numbers of the pandemic so far. The state's top health official says the resurgence could even have some Kentuckians rethinking upcoming medical procedures. In the last week alone, virus-related hospitalizations are up 43%, ICU usage is up 32%, and COVID-19 patients on ventilators shot up by 61% in Kentucky. That's placing new burdens on an already stressed healthcare system. As of Tuesday, staffing shortages were being reported at more than 15% of the state's acute care hospitals. Kentucky Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack says while those numbers should not stop those with emergency conditions from seeking medical care, they should cause others to reconsider upcoming procedures.
If you have an optional or elective or non-urgent inpatient procedure scheduled in the next few weeks, if you were my family member, I would encourage you to reschedule it. The staffing ratios are going to get stretched, and it is not a good time to be in a hospital if you do not have to be. At this rate, in 2 weeks, we will blow past our previous peaks.
Top state healthcare providers, including UK Healthcare and Baptist Health, announced last week that they plan to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for employees in response to the sharp increase in cases. With COVID-19 numbers rising across the state, unvaccinated children are not immune from the threat. On Monday, 269 of the new cases were among people 18 and under. Pediatrician Dr. Jay Gillum tells WKYT parents can take an active role in keeping their kids safe.
I can't overemphasize the fact that if you are eligible to get vaccinated, please do. We're looking at the home being the start of the infection spread and into the community. It's not actually the school. Schools are following the rules, doing the best they can. It's better for our kids to be in school, right, from a mental health standpoint.
Gillum says whatever steps needed to be taken for kids to stay in school regarding masks and vaccinations should be a priority. The CDC is reporting, on average, around 192 children a day across the nation are being admitted to hospitals, the highest rate yet for children during the pandemic. Workers at St. Elizabeth Healthcare, one of the 11 major Kentucky healthcare providers who announced COVID-19 vaccine mandates for staff, are organizing protests against the policy. The Northern Kentucky Area Hospital is among those facing backlash from employees opposed to vaccine mandates, which picked up major momentum last week when the CEOs of leading providers in the state jointly announced their support of the move. That, in turn, is leading to planned demonstrations and protests and possible legal action. Here's Eric Dieters with Dieters Law Firm vowing a class action lawsuit against hospitals.
Lawsuits will be filed by the end of this week, Monday at the latest.
And guess what, CEOs of hospitals? If you don't think these people are ready to give up their careers, they are.
The threat comes as some hospitals already face staffing shortages, but so far, courts have ruled in favor of hospitals' rights to mandate the shot. The workers contend the mandates violate their constitutional freedom of choice in medical care. Kentucky's Attorney General is expressing his criticisms with Governor Andy Beshear's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Daniel Cameron lambasted the Democratic governor for pursuing what he said was a go-it-alone strategy to combat the spread of COVID-19 as the political rivals await a pivotal court ruling in a case testing the governor's executive powers. Speaking to the Associated Press on Thursday, Cameron said his goal was to strike the right balance between protecting constitutional rights and public health as he defended GOP-backed laws meant to limit the governor's authority to respond to the pandemic. One of the laws under court review would limit the governor's executive orders in times of emergency to 30 days unless extended by lawmakers. Under another measure, businesses and schools would have to comply either with COVID-19 guidelines from the governor or the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They could follow the least restrictive standard. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
A Kentucky senator has been suspended from YouTube. WMKY's Hallie Adams has the story.
Senator Rand Paul has been suspended from YouTube after making false comments about COVID-19 and masks in a video last week. Paul claims cloth masks don't work and most over-the-counter masks don't prevent infection. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has long reported that masks offer protection from the many COVID-19 strands. Paul protested YouTube for deleting his video, saying it censored his content. YouTube later argued Paul violated its COVID-19 medical misinformation rules and threatened a 2-week suspension if another video is removed. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams.
And now taking a look at your region's weather forecast. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 92. Tomorrow night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 71. Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 91. Friday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 68. Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 82. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Shamori Mosley, Wiley Tanner, Cassidy Stearman, and Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.